Bronze Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slades, Carter, Abels, Carter, Newburgh, Carter, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air.
During this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, we will learn about 15 hidden places in Wisconsin only locals know about, and 15 amazing Wisconsin secrets you never knew existed. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Is there an interesting or unusual or amazing site or fact about your community that you can share? Tell me where to go for hidden gems of Wisconsin at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Maybe your site is a new restaurant that no one's discovered yet. Maybe it's an historical place, but it's only really known to people in the community. Maybe it's something you think is really an overlooked state park or scenic area. Whatever it may be, tell me where to go to find a hidden gem in Wisconsin. Our guest is Nicole Hazy, a freelance writer who covers a variety of topics, including women's hockey and travel. She is the author of a number of Only in Your State pieces, including 15 Amazing Wisconsin Secrets You Never Knew Existed and 15 Hidden Places in Wisconsin Only Locals Know About. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with hidden places in Wisconsin. What qualifies as hidden?
I just think that it's anywhere that maybe isn't the first place that pops in your head when you think of an area, or just doesn't sort of have the reputation that other places, both in the area and in the state, may have. So I think it's pretty arbitrary, but you know, trying to find stuff that people give attention to places people might not know about.
Yeah, I agree. There are certainly a lot of times when I do this show, you know, people will say, you know, go to some really well-known tourist attraction, but it will be nice to hear about places to go that aren't necessarily on the travel brochures or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm going to, I don't know exactly where to start. There are so many things here. Let's start with the Capitol building. That's the first place on your list. And I certainly have been over to the Capitol many, many times, covering stories or taking tours. What is secret or hidden about the state Capitol?
There's actually this really awesome observation deck around the rotunda that a lot of people don't know that they can access. It's kind of only open in the warm months, but it gives really great views over the whole city. From up there, you really can see the whole isthmus and in both directions, and it's just a really cool kind of hidden opportunity to look out over the city that I think a lot of people don't know is there.
Yeah, and they actually you do kind of. I did check that out one day. And you go up a spiral staircase, and yeah, you're kind of right there at the top, pretty much.
It feels a little like you've got let in on a secret.
Yeah, the next on your list is the entire community of Princeton, a small town in the western part of Green Lake County. So, why Princeton as a destination, a hidden gem?
Well, I think people know it. They have a pretty large flea market, and people might. It's one of those places I think you kind of drive by, but you don't necessarily think to stop, which I think is a lot of the southwest part of the state. And there's just these really amazing, cute little towns with a ton of history, because out that way is where the state sort of grew out of from the river there. So it's just got a couple little historical sites and just a charming downtown, and I think it's a place that if people knew a bit more about, they would be more wanting to go there.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin is filled with thousands of lakes. In fact, I know we've made the point on this show that we have 15,000 lakes, and Minnesota only has 10,000 lakes. Why do you have Delavan Lake on your list of hidden gems?
I put it on there because everybody knows Lake Geneva, and that is sort of the draw down in that part of the state, and it's very busy, and there's tons of beautiful houses, but Lake Delavan is right there next door, and it's sort of a completely overlooked place to go, especially if you want to get out on the water. The fishing is spectacular. It's just a much more relaxed, sort of chill place to go versus the sort of hustle and bustle of Lake like Geneva in the summer.
Yeah. Also on your list, Candlewood Cabins in Richland Center. So I have not heard of Candlewood Cabins. Why did Candlewood Cabins make the list? What's so special about Candlewood Cabins?
They're absolutely stunning out there. The picture list with huge walls of glass and just totally gorgeous buildings that allow you to be in the middle of nature and really check out away from everything. You know, the pictures that they have of their buildings will totally make your jaw drop. They're just totally gorgeous, beautiful things in an area, I think, that people don't think about something like that, where you might have a sort of high-end escape for the weekend, whether it's with friends or with a significant other. It's just this totally beautiful set of cabins.
I take that back. I did just hear about it recently. Did you? Because you said this is where the all-glass cabin is? That's right. So I didn't associate it with the actual name of Candlewood Cabins. I have also heard that once the word got out about the all glass cabin, that you have to book way in advance because people want to stay in the all glass cabin. It's kind of, that would be kind of odd, but now there might be a waiting list, or at least you have to give it plenty of time to book a stay there.
Absolutely, but they have other options besides the all glass one, and all of them are just beautiful. And they actually put up like last minute cancellations on their Facebook page, so that's a good place to watch if you're able to get away for a quick weekend. They'll let you know with some short notice.
You know, Nicole, I'm gonna have Nyasia see if we can maybe call you back to see if we can get a little better connection on your phone. It's a little bit scratchy. And we want to hear all of these hidden gems in Wisconsin. We are talking with Nicole Hazy, a freelance writer. She writes a lot for Only in Your State, and a couple of her recent pieces caught our eye. 15 Amazing Wisconsin Secrets You Never Knew Existed, and 15 Hidden Places in Wisconsin Only Locals Know About. So we're kind of going through some of these 15 hidden places right now, and I would love to hear from you. In your community, is there a place, a site, a hotel, a restaurant, a scenic area that you think is overlooked, that not a lot of people know about, and you want people to know about it? I know sometimes hidden gems are hidden for a reason. Locals don't want people to know about it, but tell me where to go for a hidden gem in your community or one that you've discovered. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I am going to the Green Bay area for a girlfriend's getaway. I have a dear friend, a lifelong friend, who's celebrating a birthday this weekend, and she decided she wanted to do it in Green Bay. So do you have a hidden gem in Green Bay that you can suggest? I certainly welcome to your suggestion from anywhere in the state, but in particular, if you have a hidden gem in Green Bay, I'd be particularly interested, as I'm heading there this weekend. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We have Nicole back.
And hello.
And it does sound better. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's just one of those little gremlins in our phone system, but now we can hear you better. So we've already talked about the deck on the state capitol. We talked about the entire community of Princeton. We talked about Delavan Lake, Candlewood Cabins. Let's talk about Cranberry Castle, which is in Eagle River. There's a lot of cranberries at this castle?
No, I'm not actually sure why it's named that, but it's just this giant and gorgeous building, again, with sort of a wall of windows. It's one of those places where I want 16 of my friends to decide that we all need a weekend together so that we can not only afford it, but be able to stay in this beautiful location right on one of the lakes up there.
Yeah, and that is something, like, for instance, not to diss the Cranberry Festival, which I think is going on in Warren's this weekend, I think it is, and that's huge. People know that, you know, all over the place, but I don't know if a lot of people know about Eagle River has a cranberry business too, and so that's probably where it got its name, since their cranberries are big there. We have, you know what, we have less than a minute before we take a news break. So let's take our news break. I will share that Linda on Facebook says, I'm not sure how many people know about the county park in Horicon that has a campground and some amazing geological outcroppings from the Niagara Escarpment. We found it by accident while looking for a campground. Well, thank you very much for that suggestion or hidden gem, Linda. A County Park in Horicon. I'll have to find out the name of it, or maybe it is called County Park in Horicon. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org if you'd like to share a hidden gem in Wisconsin. This is Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Waupaca, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Matters, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a Hidden Gems edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We are talking with Nicole Hazy, a freelance writer who covers a variety of topics. She writes a lot for Only in Your State. And we are talking with her about a couple of her recent pieces, including 15 Amazing Wisconsin Secrets You Never Knew Existed and 15 Hidden Places in Wisconsin Only Locals Know About. And you can join in with your hidden gems or your local secrets at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's see. Well, we have... thanks to Lori from Appleton, who called in during the news to say that it may not be hidden, but that I should go to the Botanical Gardens in Green Bay. Absolutely, Lori. I am going to Green Bay this weekend for a birthday celebration for one of my lifelong friends, and that is one of the places we will be going. She has always wanted to go to the Botanical Gardens in Green Bay. Maybe not a hidden gem, but... maybe hasn't had quite the attention that some other attractions in Green Bay have. So thank you very much for that. If you have a suggestion about Green Bay or somewhere else, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. So, Nicole, do you have any? I'm looking on the list. Am I missing one from either secrets or hidden gems in the Green Bay area?
No, I don't think there's anything on either of the lists. Green Bay is definitely one of those places that, thanks to the Packers, people spend a lot of time in, so I'm not sure there's too many undiscovered places around there.
That's true, that's true. On the way there, I suppose I could take a detour, and I could go to High Cliff State Park in Sherwood, Wisconsin. You have a couple of state parks on the list, and High Cliff was, I think you said this might be the most overlooked state park.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were speaking about the county park at Horicon and the Niagara Escarpment. The High Cliff is sort of a showcase for that awesome geological feature. It's just truly stunning, and I actually, the pictures from that one are all mine. We were there recently, and I just was, again, reminded how great it was, and it was a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and there were still not a lot of people there, and I know if I'd have gone to a few other state parks, that wouldn't have been the case at that time, so I just thought that people really needed to be reminded that that beautiful location is there with awesome hiking on the cliffs and access to the lake and just really so much beauty there and so many opportunities. There's group campsites and individual campsites, and you sort of have everything in one there.
Yeah, that is a park that I have spent a lot of time in because I grew up in Appleton, and that was kind of the closest state park, and we would go there frequently. But I have not been to, and it is on my list, Burnett Island State Park. Where is Burnett Island State Park?
It is out on the west side of the state. It's right along sort of the Mississippi River, and where a few confluences sort of happen right there along the river.
Yeah, so tons of scenic beauty there, too?
Absolutely. And actually, pretty much every campsite they have has water frontage. So if you're someone that likes a canoe or a kayak or really anything else out on the water, that's sort of the place to go. I think it's just there's tons of little islands to explore, and it's sort of this wide open, truly untouched area. So the idea that every campsite has water frontage is just truly stunning to me. Definitely a place I didn't know about until somebody else told me.
Yeah. Jerry on Facebook says, Princeton, yes, but I won't say anything positive because then all the non-locals will be clogging up some of the best flea market and antique shopping in Wisconsin. And we talked about Princeton, so he likes the flea market. In fact, I think Jerry participates in the flea market. He says, not to mention my favorite place for lunch once in a blue moon. No, not going to reveal what everyone else is missing. That's great. Thank you very much, Jerry. And I think based on Jerry's recommendation, we did have lunch at Once in a Blue Moon. So you tell me where to go, and I go, listeners. So let me hear from you. We have Cowboy Joe in Viroqua who is with us. And Cowboy Joe is often telling me to go to the Viroqua area. Hey, Cowboy Joe.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. Hi, how are you all today?
Great. So what is in the Viroqua area that we don't know about yet?
So, of course, we talk about all these different things out here from the restaurants and humbly our own lodging property and our own bakery. But what I'm calling today is the hidden gem of this area, and it's called Driftless Books and Music. And it is this big, giant, massive old tobacco warehouse building that this amazing fellow named Eddie Nix has converted into a bookstore. And because he's always been musically inclined and has all of these amazing connections from actually all around the country, he brings in acts that oftentimes are at no cost to the wonderful patrons, and sometimes for just a very few shekels. People can experience amazing music almost every single weekend, as well as sometimes several times during the week. It is the most amazing little spot with national folk music, alternative music, all sorts of really, really great music. So you come out to Viroqua, you go to the Driftless Books and Music, and of course experience all of the rest of the joy of Viroqua.
Thank you, Cowboy Joe. I love that. And Cowboy Joe is a good promoter of the Driftless area. He calls once in a while during this hour. And I love, yeah, if you've got a store or a music spot or a restaurant, anything that you think is overlooked, a hidden gem in your town, please let us know. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Since we're in the Driftless area, let's go to John in Richland Center. Hi, John.
Hi. The website is restoffthegrid.com. It's an amazing Swiss chalet built out of solid oak. It has a bed and breakfast, the best French omelets you had on this side of the Mississippi River.
I love the name of it.
Richland Center and Viroqua.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. So Rest Off the Grid, a bed and breakfast in the Richland Center area. Thank you very much, John. Let's by the way, I had shared that Linda was a big fan of a county park in Horicon that had amazing geological outcroppings from the Niagara Escarpment. She said she found it by accident while looking for a campground. Then Dave on Facebook added, the campground by Horicon is called Dodge County Ledge Park. So thank you for adding the name there. So yeah, I'll have to check that out. You had another nature area on your list, which was Lion's Den Gorge Nature Preserve in Grafton. I have not heard of this place. That sounds interesting. What do we see there, Nicole?
I think, in the Milwaukee area, there are certain parks and access areas for Lake Michigan that are super popular. So one of the nice things about Lion's Den Gorge is it's just, slightly north of the city, so really accessible, but feels much more sort of wild and a bit more like an escape. And it's just this beautiful little nature area where you can see tons of different animals and plants, and then also have access to the lake right there. So it's just this really pretty sort of hilltop area, very close to the city of Milwaukee. So definitely one of those places that you have to be willing to get out of town for, but it's just a short little drive.
Sounds good. Mark in Watertown is with us. Hi, Mark.
Hi. I'd love to suggest what I think is the best-kept secret in the Twin Ports, and that's Wisconsin Point in Superior. About 3 or 4 miles of just isolated beaches, and there's Juneberry picking, and the Superior Entry is there, too. So if you time it right, you can check the paper and check, you know, catch a lake boat coming in by the breakwater. I just love it, and I don't think enough people in Duluth and Superior enjoy it, let alone the rest of the state.
I think I have been there, Mark. They had a birding festival for a seagull, and I can't remember the name of the seagull right now, but it was at Wisconsin Point, and there's a lighthouse out there too, right?
There is, and there's also a Native American burial ground from the last Native American settlement that was still living there in the early 1900s.
Thank you very much for suggesting the Wisconsin Point along Lake Superior beaches and sites.
I actually wrote about Wisconsin Point for a separate article, and I had a lot of people in the comments tongue-in-cheek yelling at me for spreading the word on that one because they were happy to have it to themselves.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Mark in Plover next. Hi, Mark.
Hi, the seagull, wasn't his first name George Livingston?
Maybe not. No, it was... I'm going to have to ask, or I'll look it up during the break. It's a seagull that, it's a parasitic seagull. But anyway, I'll figure it out. But you had something other than seagulls to recommend.
For 10 years, I lived in Clark County. The dumbest thing I ever did was move.
Aw.
Go to Clark County. There's a lot of Amish and Mennonite stores, roadside stands where you can get fresh produce, farm fresh brown eggs. Go to Neillsville, you can see the high ground. If you like hiking, go to Wildcat Mound. Wildcat Mound, you go there and you swear that you have just left Earth and have gone to another planet. It's so, the topography is so different and so awesome. We have little kids and they love hiking there and we love hiking there.
It sounds beautiful, Mark. Thank you. But Plover is a nice area, too, isn't it?
We just moved here in September, so we're learning. Anybody have any tips on things around here, call in.
Right, that's good. If you got one in Plover for Mark, you can call in, too. It's in town, I think it's in the Plover address. It may not be a hidden gem, but I always thought it was great when I lived there. It was... the Big Sky, Sky Top Supper Club, I think. And they were the birthplace of the salad bar.
Yeah.
I love the salad bar there. I have to check on that exact name, too, or maybe if Naisha can hear me, she can check on
that. Exactly right. It's just not too far from where we live.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's one little one. It may not be a total hidden secret. Do you have a hidden secret in Plover for Mark, Nicole?
Oh, not that I can think of off the top of my head. Sorry, Mark.
But I love your suggestion about Clark County and all the Amish stores. And so, yeah, thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. If you have a best-kept secret in your community or a hidden gem or a local secret. By the way, I remember now, it was Jägerfest, and it's a Jäger seagull. No one's ever heard of that, but that was going on at Wisconsin Point in Superior, and we went there. Let's see. A listener emailed, the Homeland Experience in downtown Green Bay this weekend. It's kind of a mini mile of music. Thank you to this listener. That would be great. That sounds like just the thing that we should do for a birthday party. And then she also says, or he also says, check out the Hidden Gem Cup O' Joy music venue on Broadway in Green Bay. Well, I'll have to go to the Cup O' Joy. So thanks very much. Well, let's get back to your list now. Nicole, you say Fond du Lac Fairgrounds Aquatic Center. Well, we may not be able to do that in the fall or winter. Is this like a water park?
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome and fairly intense water park for sort of a public area like that. It rivals some of the smaller ones you might find in other areas, like near the Dells. It's a pretty cool public park and public area, and because of that, the price is much cheaper as well. So it's definitely a good little escape on a hot summer day.
And here's another entire community on the list, Manitowoc. So maybe you think Manitowoc got a lot of national bad publicity because of making a murderer and that whole thing, and there are other things to do there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they definitely got a bad rap, and maybe here in the state we don't have that problem, but elsewhere I thought, you know, it needed a little bit of a highlight. We were up there recently for their Subfest and had an absolutely great time. Just so many friendly people and so much to do there. It's such a great walking town.
The Subfest is, just to clarify, the Subfest is not submarine sandwiches. It's the submarine that's at their Manitowoc Maritime Museum.
The area has a huge history of making submarines for the government for wartime efforts. So for Subfest, they had a ton of different veterans there and people that could talk about having worked on different submarines, which just enhanced it all the more. But at any time, it's just a great little town. They've got tons of murals and really great food. And just, I think people sort of overlook it. It might be a place they go on the way to other places or might just go and look at the harbor. But I think it's worth spending a couple of days there.
Yeah, and let me a shout out there. We just recently did a paved bike trail or hike trail. It's a pedestrian bike trail. I think they call it the Lakeshore Path. And you can bike from Manitowoc to Two Rivers. And it's gorgeous. You're like right along the Lake Michigan shoreline. There's all sorts of gardens and sort of art displays along the way. And if you like to bike or walk, I think it's about 6 miles or so. But for biking, that's not a whole lot. But it's a beautiful trail. So I'll give a shout out to that. Joanne in Neshkoro is with us. Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I have two suggestions, actually. But the first one is Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's over 230 outsized folk figures with concrete and whole, just all sorts of bottles and glass in them.
Excellent.
The rumor is that Fred Smith built this thing and his wife hated it, and she swore that as soon as he died she was going to tear it down. But he outlived her, so it's still there, and it is just amazing. And I believe it's free. I mean, there's probably a place to put, you know, of offering in. But
Joanne, thank
free.
You for the reminder, because that is a place that's been on my list for years, and I have not made it there yet. So thank you for the reminder.
Well, it's just south of Phillips on Highway 13.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is not a hidden gem, but now is the time to go see the Horicon Marsh, because there's thousands of waterfowl there migrating. And the southern part of it is Wisconsin DNR, and they have a fairly new Emporium Visitor Center that's just amazing. I'm going to take a group of people from church down there next week. And then the northern part is federal, and there's also a visitor center, art, whatever there, too. So,
thank you for that reminder. Yeah, that's a great place to visit. So appreciate that. And I can go check out that Dodge County Ledge Park when I'm in the Horicon area. Thank you, Joanne. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org if you have a hidden gem or a local secret. We are talking about hidden gems and local secrets in Wisconsin on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slades Corners, Abel's Corners, Newbrook Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is a Secret Places edition or Hidden Gems edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And we wonder if you have a site in your town that only locals know about, or whether you have discovered a hidden gem somewhere in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Nicole Hazy, who's a freelance writer. She writes for Only in Your State, among other things. And we are going through her recent piece, 15 Hidden Places in Wisconsin Only Locals Know About, and we're welcoming your additions to the list. I don't know if we're going to get to your other piece, because we're almost out of time, Nicole. You have another piece on 15 Amazing Wisconsin Secrets, but both of them are on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. let's get back to these hidden gems, hidden places. El Corso Restaurant, located in Collins. Tell us what stands out about El Corso.
Not only does it have really spectacular food, people that are loyal to it sort of just rave about the food and say that there's sort of nothing else like it out there, but it actually sits right on the edge of a marsh. So it is sort of located in a really unique setting, giving you not only great like sunsets, but also just great viewing for what you might see happening in the marsh. So just a totally unique thing that you wouldn't find anywhere else.
What region of the state is this?
It is sort of, I don't remember the name of the town, but it is southwest of sort of Green Bay.
Okay. Let's take some calls. And Dan in Drummond is with us. Hi, Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, what I wanted to say, that the hidden gem that I'm going to talk about is the drama and music club of the Drummond school system. Twice a year they put on shows, once in March, once in August, and when you go to it, you'll come back because they do such a fantastic job of these shows.
Thank you very much, Dan. So, yeah, it sounds like some good theater and music productions going on in the Drummond schools. Appreciate that suggestion. Michael in Green Bay is next. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
Good. Do you have something in Green Bay for me?
Yes. Actually, there's going to be a ribbon-cutting event today for what's called the Titletown District. It's just open across from Lambeau Field, featuring Kohler Hotel, Titletown Brewery, or I'm sorry, Hinterland Brewery, and a lot of new facilities and amenities. But that event is taking place today from 3 o'clock to 7. It's free to the public, along with a lot of other events that will be featured all weekend long. So heard you'll be in Green Bay this weekend, and hopefully you could come by and check that out.
You know what? I'm there. That's great, Michael. It certainly, we all know where Lambeau Field is, and we talked a tiny bit on this show in the past about the new Titletown District, but I didn't realize it was opening today, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
My arrival was going to be around 3 o'clock, so maybe I can be there right as the ribbon is cut.
Excellent.
All right, thanks very much for that. Yeah, Lambeau Field and the Packers, not a hidden gem, Nicole, mm-hmm. but that still sounds good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Barbara in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. I'd like to let people know about the best-kept secret in the city of Milwaukee. There is a 237-acre state forest on the north side between Mill Road and Silver Spring. It's Havenwoods State Forest. They have an extremely small staff. Just about every activity there is free. So it's run by staff and volunteers. They do ecological education for all ages, but mostly school-age children. There are adult programs, too. You can check out activity backpacks for various things for free. Go out and do things out on the numerous trails.
And I'm sorry, Barbara, I missed. That sounds wonderful. What is the name of the forest?
Havenwoods.
Havenwoods, okay.
It's Havenwoods State Forest. You can check out snowshoes for free in the wintertime. Just come in, sign them out, use the snowshoes, turn them back in at the end of the day. There's a gravel road for biking on. Dog walkers come. There's areas that dogs on a leash are allowed.
I love this. And Nicole, I bet you you're familiar with this because you're based in the Milwaukee area, aren't you?
Yeah, it's actually a place I went when I was in school because I grew up on that side of town. So when I was in school, that's where they would take us in science class and that sort of thing. So, yeah, absolutely a really cool place that I think people definitely don't know about in the city.
I that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Barbara. Sadie on Facebook says, I love Perot State Park. It's not terribly big, but Brady's Bluff includes a beautiful forested climb with gorgeous views of the Upper Mississippi River Wildlife and Fish Refuge and the Trumbullo Wildlife Refuge, both bordering the park. The Great River State Trail also cuts through the park and connects to other trails in the state. So thank you for that. Heidi in Campbellsport is with us. Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
I'm going to tell you about a place called Percheron Paradise. It's a romantic hideaway. It's adults only. It's over in the Sparta area, and it's very unique. The owners built three chalets and a cabin, and they're all up in the hills. You cannot see one from the other. And when you drive in, you go over a creek, and it's very rustic. You go to the owner's home. They sign you in, and they give you keys to a four-wheel drive. And then they give you directions on how to get up to your chalet.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's beautiful in the fall when all the colors hit because they're up in the ridge and the hills, and it's just gorgeous.
Heidi, thank you so much. And you just called it Percheron Paradise?
Yeah, it's Percheron, like a Percheron horse.
Okay.
Type thing. They did used to have Percheron horses. They don't anymore. But they had them running loose on the property, and that's where they came up with the name. But, yeah, it's Percheron Paradise.
Thank you very much. Boy, there are so many interesting places in the state. Let me see. And we didn't get to all of yours yet, Nicole. We may not get to all of them as we have Wisconsin Life coming up in just a minute or two. How about the Lake Orchard Farm Retreat in Sheboygan? What is that?
Well, similar to the caller that was just on, that's an adult-only retreat, but it's a working farm, and it is near Sheboygan, and it is right on Lake Michigan. So just stunning views out over the lake, which, of course, they take advantage of with some chairs. And I can just imagine grabbing a coffee and sitting in that Adirondack chair and watching that sunrise, for sure.
Oh,
but it's just a beautiful place and sort of a great jumping-off point, because we talked about Manitowoc, and obviously there's tons to do in Sheboygan, too. But it's a cool little place to get away for a few days and sort of disconnect from the world.
Yeah, we have less than a minute. Is there one that you really were itching to talk about that we haven't gotten to yet?
I just think that I love doing this because your callers always turn me on to these places. I think I had Piccadilly Lily Airstrip on there, and that actually came up from a previous call we had. So that is a tiny little coffee shop right on an airstrip, which I think is pretty cool. So I know people love in Madison there to go to Pat O'Malley's, and this is a whole the same idea, but much, much smaller scale, and most of the people fly in and then go and have a meal there, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, Nicole, this has been a lot of fun. What are you working on now?
It was funny that they just mentioned Terre State Park and Brady's Bluff, because we're talking about fall now, so fall colors, and that is definitely one of the great places to go along River Road and check up and down the river there.
Thank you so much for being with us. Nicole Hazy, a freelance writer who covers a variety of topics, and she also writes a number of pieces for Only in Your State. And we've posted a couple of them on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It is time now for Wisconsin Life, and with that is executive producer Erica Janik.
Just weeks after his appointment in 1933 as chair of game management at the University of Wisconsin, Aldo Leopold gave the first of a series of talks on conservation on the College of the Air. Unfortunately, we don't have the recordings, but we do have the transcripts, shared today by Stan Temple, who held the same position as Leopold at the UW.
Having occupied the faculty position that Aldo Leopold once held, I had access to many of his private papers, and among them, I discovered a collection of scripts of radio talks that he had given on WHA's College of the Air. These had not seen the light of day for many a year, and upon reading them, I realized that although they were recorded in the 1930s, much of the things that he was talking about are as relevant today as they were 80 years ago. At this season, when the frost will soon be on the pumpkin and the first sumacs are turning red, many a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of game birds. The trouble is that in most places, game birds have become scarce. The city dweller interested in game can do little about it, except to make speeches about conservation. The farmer, however, can actually raise a crop of game on his farm, which is a much more useful service to conservation than making speeches. Anybody can deplore the passing of the good old days, but to help bring them back is the special privilege of farmers. Most people refuse to believe that this can be done. Just the same, it is being done, and right here in Wisconsin. For example, I know one group of seven farmers near Riley in Dane County who had one covey of quail between them in 1931. Today, they have 25 coveys. They have not planted a single quail. The increase came automatically when they began leaving food and cover for the birds. It does not matter whether your object is better hunting or just the pleasure of having wild birds around. The method of cropping is the same. Leave food and cover, and the crop will raise itself. The context of Aldo Leopold's radio talks, of course, relates to his new faculty position. So when you listen to his radio talks, it's quite clear that he is addressing primarily the farmers and rural landowners of Wisconsin. And that, of course, is quite consistent with his outreach obligations for the College of Agriculture, as well as his own realization that these were the individuals that held the future of wildlife conservation in their hands. Aldo Leopold, he was not well known outside of wildlife conservation and forestry circles. So with his faculty appointment in the College of Agriculture, there came an expectation for public outreach. And one of the ways that he fulfilled that obligation was through doing these WHA radio talks. And it was arguably the first time that the citizens of Wisconsin had heard some of Aldo Leopold's then brand new revolutionary ideas about wildlife conservation.
Stan Temple is the Beers Bascom Professor Emeritus in Conservation at the UW-Madison and a senior fellow of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.